Welcome to your Executive Intelligence Briefing. I'm here to cut through the AI hype and deliver what actually matters for your strategic decisions. Today, we're diving into the hard economics of AI investment, and I'll tell you right now, the story isn't what most vendors are selling you. Let's lead with the number that should reshape your entire AI strategy. New analysis reveals that companies with proprietary datasets exceeding 10 million domain-specific examples create sustainable competitive advantages lasting 18 to 24 months, with model accuracy improving 20 to 30% over generic solutions. That data moat isn't just nice to have anymore. It's the fundamental determinant of whether your AI investment generates returns or gets commoditized within quarters. Think about what this means for your board conversation. The question isn't whether to invest in AI. The question is whether you control proprietary data that competitors cannot easily replicate. If the answer is no, your entire investment calculus changes immediately. You're looking at vendor solutions and process optimization, not custom model development. And that's perfectly fine, as long as you recognize it before committing seven-figure budgets to the wrong approach. Let me break down the economics that actually drive AI advantage. For pattern recognition applications, and we're talking about fraud detection, demand forecasting, predictive maintenance, the minimum viable dataset sits at 100,000 labeled examples. But here's where organizations consistently underestimate the full investment picture. You're looking at computing infrastructure costs ranging from $200,000 to $500,000 for custom models, or $50,000 to $200,000 if you're fine-tuning existing models. But that's just your technology spend. Your total investment range spans $300,000 to $2 million when you properly account for the full picture. Technology represents 40%, talent acquisition and development takes 35%. And here's the piece most executives miss: change management consumes 25% of your budget. Building on that resource allocation, your core team requires 3 to 6 full-time employees for a 12 to 18-month implementation cycle, and that timeline matters enormously. Phase 1, data preparation, takes 3 months. Phase 2, training and deployment, another 3 months. Phase 3, and this is critical, change management and workflow integration requires 6 to 12 months. That's where your ROI actually materializes, not in the technical deployment. Now, let's talk about risk mitigation, because this is where I see the most expensive mistakes. Data quality drives 70% of model performance. Read that again, 70%. Most AI project failures stem from insufficient or biased training data, not technology limitations. Your pre-investment audit must rigorously assess data completeness, labeling accuracy, and potential bias before you commit a single dollar to development. Skip this step, and you're essentially gambling with seven-figure budgets on data you haven't verified can actually deliver the outcomes you need. So, where does pattern recognition actually deliver measurable returns? Let me give you the benchmarks you need for business case development. Fraud detection systems are delivering accuracy rates between 85 and 95%, with efficiency gains showing 40 to 60% reduction in false positives. For enterprises processing over 100,000 transactions monthly, you're looking at payback periods of 8 to 14 months. Computing costs represent 30 to 40% of your total project budget, which brings us back to that infrastructure reality I mentioned earlier. Demand forecasting shows performance improvements of 15 to 25% over traditional statistical methods, but here's the threshold that matters. This becomes cost-effective for businesses managing complex SKU portfolios exceeding 1,000 products and annual inventory carrying costs above $5 million. Below those thresholds, you're likely investing in sophistication that doesn't move your financial performance meaningfully. More importantly, let me outline the critical success factors that separate successful implementations from expensive failures. First, data infrastructure comes before AI deployment. Companies attempting AI without mature data governance fail 60 to 70% of the time. You must verify automated data pipelines, quality monitoring, and version control are operational before proceeding. This isn't optional infrastructure. It's the foundation that determines whether your AI investment generates returns or gets a write-off. Second, that change management investment I mentioned earlier isn't soft spending. Allocate 25% of budget and 6 to 12 months specifically for workflow integration. Technical deployment is actually straightforward at this point. Organizational adoption is what drives ROI realization, and most organizations dramatically underinvest here. Third, let's address infrastructure reality head-on. GPU resources consume significant budgets, and this is where initial estimates consistently prove inadequate. For cost management, you need to evaluate cloud versus on-premise economics. Cloud typically proves cost-effective under $500,000 annual compute spend. Beyond that threshold, the economics shift toward on-premise infrastructure. You also need clarity on training frequency requirements. Are you building one-time models or continuous learning systems?
That distinction completely changes your infrastructure costs. And finally, assess your inference volume and latency requirements, because that determines whether you can use cost-effective batch processing or need expensive real-time infrastructure. Now, let me walk you through a specific case study that illustrates why rigorous business case evaluation matters, especially for emerging AI capabilities. The recent HeartMoola open-source music generation release provides a perfect example of when to defer technology investments despite impressive technical capabilities. From a market reality perspective, the technical capability matches commercial solutions based on Suno version 5 benchmarks. The licensing advantage is real. Apache 2.0 licensing eliminates $500 to $5,000 in annual music licensing fees. But here's where the business case falls apart. Infrastructure requirements sit at $3,000 to $8,000 per workstation, requiring 16 gigabytes of VRAM. Generation speed runs 10 to 30 minutes per asset, creating a significant throughput constraint. When you run the ROI analysis, payback periods stretch to 18 to 24 months, and that's only for high-volume content creators producing over 500 audio assets annually. Quality limitations, specifically muddy audio output, restrict applications to internal use cases, not customer-facing content. The use case threshold requires over 200 hours of annual audio content creation to justify the infrastructure investment. The strategic recommendation here is clear: defer investment pending market maturation. This technology exemplifies AI capabilities that lack specific performance metrics tied to core business outcomes. It's solving a problem, but not in a way that creates meaningful competitive advantage or financial return within acceptable timeframes. This leads me to a decision framework you can apply to any emerging AI technology. First, can you define specific measurable business outcomes? Not capability features, but actual outcomes tied to revenue or cost structure. Second, does ROI exceed a 24-month payback threshold? If you're looking at longer payback periods in a rapidly evolving technology landscape, you're taking on substantial obsolescence risk. Third, are operational requirements, infrastructure investment, technical complexity, proportional to business value? And fourth, does this create competitive differentiation, or are you simply replacing existing functional solutions with more complex alternatives? For AI music generation specifically, the recommendation is to maintain existing music licensing arrangements while monitoring technology development. Consider pilot implementation only when specific use cases exceed that 200-hour threshold where cost savings actually justify the operational complexity. Let me give you the strategic recommendations and investment prioritization framework you can take directly to your board. Immediate action items start with a data asset inventory in weeks 1 and 2. Catalog your proprietary data sets by volume, quality, and domain specificity. Identify gaps preventing minimum viable implementations. Remember that 100,000 example threshold. And critically, assess your data governance maturation. Do you have automated pipelines, quality monitoring, version control? If not, that's your first investment, not AI models. Weeks 3 and 4, evaluate the AI vendor landscape. For businesses without 10 million plus proprietary data examples, prioritize vendor solutions over custom development. Your vendor selection criteria should focus on pre-trained models in your specific domain, fine-tuning capabilities, and total cost of ownership, including computing infrastructure. Demand proof-of-concept demonstrations using your actual data, and verify that 20 to 30% accuracy improvement over generic solutions before committing to contracts. In month 2, develop your phased investment roadmap. Phase 1, spanning months 1 through 6, focuses on pattern recognition applications with proven ROI profiles. We're talking fraud detection, demand forecasting, the applications I outlined earlier with clear payback periods. Phase 2, months 7 through 18, tackles domain-specific applications that leverage your proprietary data moats. And here's what's equally important: defer emerging technologies without clear business outcome metrics. That discipline separates strategic AI investment from expensive experimentation. Also in months 2 and 3, establish your governance framework. Budget allocation follows that 40% technology, 35% talent, 25% change management structure. Success metrics must tie to business outcomes, cost reduction, revenue improvement, not technical performance metrics that don't translate to financial impact. Risk management requires data quality audits, bias testing protocols, and vendor lock-in mitigation strategies.
Your competitive positioning strategy depends entirely on whether you control proprietary data advantages. Companies with substantial proprietary datasets should accelerate custom model development to establish that 18 to 24-month lead. Companies without data moats need to focus on vendor-enabled capabilities and process optimization to prevent commoditization risk. Both strategies are valid. The mistake is pursuing the wrong strategy for your data position. For budget planning guidance, minimum viable enterprise implementation starts at $300,000 for a single use case with existing data infrastructure. Comprehensive AI capability development spanning multiple use cases with infrastructure investment runs $1 million to $2 million. And here's the guidance that will save you from budget overruns. Reserve 30 to 40% contingencies specifically for computing infrastructure costs. This line item consistently exceeds initial estimates, and inadequate contingency planning creates mid-project funding crises that derail implementations. Let me bring this home with the critical risk and opportunity pairing your board needs to understand. The opportunity is clear. Companies that move strategically on AI, with proper data infrastructure, realistic timelines, and disciplined use case selection, are establishing competitive advantages lasting 18 to 24 months. In industries with thin margins, that advantage translates directly to market share gains. The risk is equally clear. Organizations rushing into AI investment without data moat assessment, without mature data governance, without realistic ROI timelines, are burning seven-figure budgets on implementations that fail to deliver measurable business outcomes. And in a period where every major competitor is evaluating similar investments, being late with a successful implementation beats being early with a failed one. The strategic play for your board is disciplined investment focused on proven use cases where you control differentiated data assets, with realistic 18 to 24-month value realization timelines and governance frameworks that prevent the data quality failures that kill 70% of AI projects. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing.